venues, such as the Redford Theater, who are doing a double feature of Shirley Temple movies this weekend. It's Friday night, two on Saturday. I'm disintegrating, levitating, elevating, flying, skating. From up here, watch you bring you hating. We on a mission before we go, and no one is born before the explorers of the outer limits. Stay tuned. In just a few minutes, we're going to be going live on the Motor Live Drive. This is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. We on a mission before we go, and no one is born before the explorers of the outer limits. Before you're yours. All right, we are real close to getting live. In the meantime, let's go ahead and play some of the Appleseed Collective. They were here last week on the Motor Live Drive, and they are going to be playing Saturday night up at the Blind Pig. So much great music out there. Get out, see it, experience it. Here is Appleseed Collective doing Some of These Days. The Appleseed Collective, and they are playing up at the Blind Pig Saturday night along with Third Coast Kings. But we are now live in the studio with Sean Z. Are you there?
We are here.
All right.
Ready to rock. Right. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for being able to come in today. In fact, why Absolutely. Don't you just start off with some music today?
We can do that. This first song we're going to play is called Good Life. It's the title track off my new CD.
miss out on the good, good life, yeah. Everybody's looking for the next sensation. Funny, it's always the same. I don't know why that is, I don't really get it. Cause I never played a part of the game. So you're on the radio, but man, you can't play, can't sing, lip syncing on the TV. I hope that you're forgiving this life that you've been living. I'll never, I'll never, I'll never. Cause that ain't my life. And I don't wanna miss out on the good life. That ain't my life. And I'm not gonna miss out on the good, good life, yeah. Slow down. You're far too fast for me. My life, and I can hardly wait to watch you suffer.
A real nice mellow sound.
That was like the fastest song we got. So
whoa, well, as we get off to this rousing
start.
That's not
good.
No, it sounds real good to me.
Cool. Yeah. We appreciate it.
In fact, we want to introduce Sean Z.
Sean Z in the house in the hizzle. We can say hizzle, right?
Yes, you may. And you've got an accompanist with you today.
That I do. The lovely and beautiful and talented Brittany T.
Oh, come on. Hi.
Well, good afternoon. In fact, it gives it a real nice but a full but acoustic sound. It's
thank you.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was real fun, like working out these songs and doing a stripped down arrangement that we've been practicing all week, and I dig it.
Well, good. I'm sure our listeners will as well.
Cool.
You've got a CD coming out soon.
I do. Hopefully, the CD that has taken forever to record and mix and finish, and hopefully will soon be released.
Okay, but today you have Brittany T with you. Have you been working with Brittany long?
Well, since, define working.
Well, since October. He actually started teaching me to play bass in October. So
I proposed to her. I asked her if she would be my bass player.
And I said, absolutely.
She said, no. No, I want to be the lead singer.
Oh.
No, the funny thing is, she's been playing with us for how long? About 6 months?
Yeah, about.
And everywhere we go, people assume she's the lead singer. Oh. And some nights, we'll go through a whole night where she doesn't even have a mic in front of her. And people will come up to her and be like, oh, you sang beautifully. You just did a wonderful job.
And I say, thank
you.
Oh,
my gosh. And no, she's like, yeah, I didn't sing at all. And I'm like, honey, I play into it. I'm like, honey, don't be so modest. You sang just beautifully tonight. You were a bright shining star.
Which
she is, though.
Well,
but it's beautiful. Like, when we play, you can listen to me and you can look at her, and it's magic.
Well, why don't we have some more of that magic right here on the radio?
All right, sounds good.
What are you going to do?
We're going to do a...
Stomp.
A song called Stomp. A bitter love song. Of betrayal. And
just video play tapes. It.
Okay.
It sounds great going over the air.
Thank
it,
you.
It sounds surprisingly
sounds
full.
Sounds good in the phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really
sounds.
Well,
we got a whole band in the truck. They're playing.
You have a very, you know, mellow, full sound, though, for just
thank you.
The two of you sitting there, very rich sound. You do have a full band, though?
Well, we typically go out as a three-piece.
Ah.
Yeah, our drummer, we should give him a shout-out. He's probably working right now.
Oh, give it to him.
Chip Stencil.
Chipper Dipper. Chip Stencil. If you're listening, we love you.
Yeah. Okay, and you...
They don't like drummers here, though. They told us that if the drummer was here, he wouldn't get a mic.
That's true.
It's just standard practice. Yeah. We mic all the drums. We just don't give them a vocal mic.
Yeah. Well, Chipper's a great guy. He doesn't fit into any of the stereotypical drummer jokes.
Well, that's a good
thing.
Except
he does wear a weird hat sometimes.
Sometimes, yes. But he looks damn good.
It's okay.
So you guys have a CD that's going to be coming out?
Yes, hopefully. Actually, right now, I mean, it's just
a labor of love.
It's been in the works. It is a labor of love. Everything in music is these days. But it's finished. It's mixed. It's mastered. And right now, we're just waiting to get it shopped to labels, and hopefully, someone wants to pick it up.
Well, tell me something. How did that CD get started?
It's my love child. I wrote and recorded over the last, probably 10 years now. I did it all in my basement. I finished it, and I caught the ear of a producer in New York named Jerry Barnes, and he, you know, one of those storybook tales. He flew me out to New York, and we finished the record at Avatar Studios, one of the, if not the only, major studios still standing in New York City. And he brought in a couple players to help finish the record. He brought in Sean Pelton from
SNL.
What he's most known for is being the Saturday Night Live band drummer. But he's played with everybody and is just an amazing talent and an awesome experience working with him. And one of the biggest, nicest moments for me was he was recording the drums in the studio. And he's a cool cat, man. He comes into the studio and he's like, "Yeah, hey, man. Who's that playing guitar, man? Is that who's that?" And I'm like, "Why? I played the guitar." He's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, that's good, man. That's good." There were a lot of little affirmation moments in New York that were really special.
Wow, were you gonna play something from the actual album?
Yeah, I was gonna say we have it queued up here. You want to play?
Yes. Yes, this is a track that I recorded myself, and we recut the drums in New York with Sean Pelton, and my producer Jerry Barnes added about 5,000 backup vocals, so that's why I wanted to play one of these songs so you could hear the full production.
And this song is called My Love?
This song is called My Love, yes.
All right, well, here is My Love from Sean Z.
in my face and give it to me straight, 'cause I'm gone. Oh, yeah. Come on, boys. What in the world was I thinking of? Give him a love.
All right, that was the world premiere of My Love by Shaun Z.
That was very cool.
Thank you, thank
you. That's the first time it's been played anywhere?
Yeah.
Well, it's been played a lot in my car. A lot.
Yeah, I second that.
All right, but this is its radio premiere.
That was it.
Well, some it sounds great.
Yeah, some great harmonies on that. Is that you being dubbed
That's
over?
That's all me, yeah. Thousand times over.
A choir of Shaun Z's.
But I'm a big fan of harmonies. I love the Beatles, and I already had a lot of harmonies on my record, and the typical standard today is to have no harmonies, or at least in recent years a lot of popular records are like that. But when I went to work with Jerry, he's like, well, add this, and all these ideas that I had, he had the same ones, but he was like, go for it, do it. So he encouraged me to do more and more and more. So we put every idea down that we possibly had, and in some cases, we had to mute some of the tracks in the mix now because it was just too much. You know?
Well, it's really interesting.
I love it.
It's really interesting you were able to do what you really wanted.
Right.
Especially for your very first record as well.
And that's rare. We'll see what the record label says. They'll probably say, oh, no, we just want one voice. No backups.
No, I think they'll like it.
Now our sound engineer, Alan Cantino, asked, do you like singing along with yourself?
Yes.
Well,
I could feel that one.
Well, I guess I've just always done it. I've been the guy to go down in my basement and record all night long. And instead of, you know, going out with my friends, I would get the four-track out and record a song. And then, you know, look around the room. There's nobody here, so I might as well play the lead guitar, and then I might as well play the bass part, and then I might as well, you know, sing a harmony. And I've just always harmonized with myself. Interestingly enough, I mean, my brother was the singer in our family. When we were kids, he was 5 years old singing solos in church, you know, and he still sings to this day in church. And you know, with me, anytime I can get him to come out and sing, you know, but he's very busy doing his thing in Chicago.
All right. Well, you've got a big show coming up this Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be at Bricks in downtown Northville this Saturday. 10 o'clock we'll be
big
starting.
Big show, big 30th birthday bash as well.
Yes, for my sister's 30th birthday will be there too.
For the show? Woodpecker.
Happy birthday, Nikki.
Now, Bricks is on Main Street. It's 131 West Main Street. 33? Please, yeah. Margaret takes care of me here. So.
Yeah, it's right downtown. It's a great new venue. Nice little stage, and we surely enjoy playing there.
All right.
I've never been out there. That sounds interesting.
What time are you going to start?
We'll be on at 10 o'clock.
10 to 2. We're doing the late shift.
And then you're going to have your drummer with you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, we will, but he will not get a mic. I like the way you guys do things. I like your style. Well, like your moves.
And we like the style you've got, so why don't you give us some more?
Thank you very much. All right, this next song we're going to do is called One and One, not One on One. And here we go. Thank you.
You may be right, and I may be wrong, but that don't change what's going on. I ain't no fool, still got my pride. That ain't the way I feel inside. One and one is two, and that's all I ever.
And one that we have here in the studio today sounds really
Thank you.
Nice.
Little math lesson for the listeners out there.
That's right. We have Sean Z and Brittany T, which is one on the guitar and one on the bass, and it sounds real nice today.
Thank you very much. Sounds better when it's in tune, but
well, you go ahead and you can go ahead and tune. We care about our audience, so we care about you too.
just not drummers.
Oh. Drummers are essential, but you know they, you know, but we don't keep.
They're a necessary
away.
Evil, right? No, Chip doesn't. He has minimized the evil effect. That's why he still plays with us.
Okay.
We love you, Chipper.
Drummers are good. Everything is good. In its place. And in our place today, we have Sean Z and Brittany T.
Sean Z.
That's right, in the house.
Brittany T.
Now tell me, you've written these songs over the last 10 years or so. Where do these songs come from?
Ooh, you're going for the deep question. You're going to make me cry, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, I consider myself a songwriter, so I can write in any style. You know, if you told me to write a song like Jay-Z, I'd come up with something that worked. But I don't know that, you know, they come from my life and life experience and triumphs and tribulations.
Okay. Alan, did you turn on Brittany's mic?
Brittany's mic is
there. You gone. Go. Okay, you're up now.
Oh. You're up. Say something.
Oh, I was seeing things. Oh, yeah, I said.
You know, a lot of them.
It was a little low.
A lot of them you have to do. No, let me talk now.
Okay. Fine.
It's my turn.
Just once.
A lot of them, you know, have to do with relationships, and struggles with trying to be a musician here in Detroit. And then other songs, like the next one we're going to play. This one's called Shine. And this was simply a deliberate attempt to write a song in the style of when blues kind of turned into early rock and roll, and you had things like Johnny B. Goode and early Beatles songs, and things were still very new and very innocent and happy, and I think I accomplished that on this next tune.
Well, take it away. Wipe those tears
Shine.
Away. Wipe those tears away and take it away.
So this is an uncharacteristically happy song by Sean Z. I don't have to count it off because I started.
Go ahead.
All right. Here I go. Watch me. Tuner, actually.
All right.
But it's authentic because they didn't have tuners back in the day.
No, they didn't. They actually had to tune by ear. So
they had a tuning fork.
And all those little inconsistencies are some of the things that made it really cool.
Is it possible to unplug and tune up?
Well, of course you can. In fact, we'll let you tune, and maybe we'll talk to Brittany for a little bit.
All right. Yeah, we could go to...
In fact, the next
track we wanted to play off the CD?
Yeah, we could do that. All right. And what would that track be?
This track is called Bound. It's my political activism Occupy Wall Street song, if you will.
Written
during the Bush era.
Yeah.
Wow. During the Bush administration. Yes.
All right. And anything else you'd like to tell us about that song?
Hmm?
Anything else?
Well, the recording of it, you can actually, it has Sean Pelton from SNL. Playing the drums, and you can hear my producer, Jerry. He comes in, there's a little breakdown during the song, and then all these backups come in, and that's him.
It's Jerry B.
Jerry B, what up?
All right, and the name of the song again is?
Bound.
Right here.
Let me live beneath the sun,
Oh, yeah.
That was another world premiere.
Wow, and it's very 60s Beatle-ish.
That song actually holds the world record in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most backup vocals ever.
It was 92 tracks, wasn't it?
Whoa!
It was ridiculous. I went to New York, and I think the track had, you know, it had 22 tracks when I went to New York, and now I'm trying to mix. I can't even mix it now because my computer crashes every 5 seconds. Because there's over 100 tracks now. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It sounds good, though.
It really does. It has that very Beatle-ish psychedelic wall of sound. I was going to say Phil Spector.
Wall of sound, yeah.
Our sound engineer, Alan Cantino, is familiar with your producer, Jerry.
With Jerry B?
Yes. And I said he's an old school Phil Spector style producer from New York.
Well, yeah, he's just an incredible musical mind and talent. His main instrument is bass guitar, and another huge compliment that he paid me when we first went there. I assumed, since he is literally one of the best bass players in the world, I assumed we'd be recutting all the bass tracks to the album. You know, and in fact, like, I was waiting for him to do it. I'm like, when are we going to cut bass? And he's like, oh, no, it's already done. Sounds good. You know,
I'm like, are you sure?
It's like, yeah, it was just me on this bass, actually. This bass, I recorded it on this bass. Then I sold this bass and I sold like all my possessions because I wanted to move. I wanted to like move to New York or whatever. And then I met this girl.
I
met this girl,
Detroit.
And she trapped me in Michigan. But so I sold this bass, and then we went and we finished the record. We kept this, you know, the tracks were recorded with this bass, and my Jerry loved the sound of this bass so much. He's like, "Can you get that bass back?" I'm like, "Yeah, actually, I know the guy that I sold it to." So
what's it worth to you?
What's it? I paid $100 more than I sold it for. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. That's what it was worth.
But it's here with us today now. So
we have it.
And Brittany's only been playing it for 6 months.
About that. I have a very good teacher at home, though.
Well, she teaches me in most things.
Well, I try to teach him how to cook. So
I'm the sous chef.
He's getting better. One day he will cook a whole dinner just for me.
I will get carry out.
That's okay. That works too.
From China one.
You can bring home Thai food. I count that as making dinner.
Yes.
All right. Well,
we're not regular plates.
Well, why don't we get some more music from you two?
All right.
Some live music rather than recorded.
All right. Well, this ties in nicely. This next song is called Red Lights, and it has to do with meeting Brittany, who trapped me here in Michigan. Trap me at a red light. But most people, when you're stuck at a red light, what do you do? You're angry.
You text.
You get road rage.
Somebody might be at a red light right now. I text at red lights.
I found a very fun activity to do while you're stuck at a red light, and that's making out with your new girlfriend. So that's kind of what the song is about. But, you know, slowing down and kind of, you know, enjoying the finer things. And, you know, if you're stuck at a red light, don't be mad. Try to think of something positive to do. So here we go, Red Lights.
Looks like summer's closing in. I feel a cold wind creeping in. Can you feel it? Yeah, I feel it. I see a friend, I will protect you till the end. You should know this, you should know I am with you. When you're crawling on the floor and I'm begging you for more, 'cause I can't live here anymore. I'm searching for red lights, hoping for stop signs, pale in the moonlight, 'cause I'm here with you tonight. I'm searching for red lights, I'm praying for stop signs. There's never enough time.
there's one thing that's for sure, no one's looking for the cure. I can feel it, yeah, I feel it. 'Cause I am you and you are me, and this is how it's going to be. And I know this, and I know that you are with me when I'm crawling on the floor and I'm begging you for more. 'Cause I can't live for you anymore. I'm searching for red lights, I'm hoping for stop signs, hailing the moonlight. 'Cause I'm here with you tonight. I'm searching for red lights, I'm praying for stop signs. There's never enough time, and I can't wait another year tonight. Searching for red lights, hoping for stop signs, pale in the moonlight. 'Cause I'm here with you tonight. I'm searching for red lights, I'm praying for stop signs. There's never enough time, and I can't wait another year.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, we have Sean Z, accompanied by Brittany T on that marvelous bass.
Doesn't that make you feel like making out?
Yeah.
I feel like making out. No. How about you, babe?
Well,
no, you're
yeah.
good. You're straight.
I'm all set.
Awesome. Can't wait to go home. Can't wait for that drive home. Hope we don't hit any red lights.
Well, maybe you might hope you hit a couple of red lights.
Well, let's get right into nightlife here.
You're the taskmaster. Taskmaster.
Well, I got to say, your music is better than your conversation sometimes.
Wow. Can't wait for that drive home, I'm telling you. Can't wait for it.
Oh, come on.
What's for dinner tonight, honey?
Hey. You're cooking.
I guess we're eating out again.
All right.
All right.
Nightlife?
Nightlife, yes. Yeah. This is actually Red Lights and this song are new songs not on the Good Life album. So these are world premieres. You won't hear these songs again for another 5 years, probably.
Unless you come and see us at Bricks on Saturday, you might hear.
But they will hopefully be on the sophomore release.
Yes.
This is Nightlife.
Feeling like I'm half alive.
days go by, the nightlife comes alive. And you don't care how or if it'll be alright. The days go by, the nightlife comes alive. And you don't care how or if it'll be alright.
Thank you very much.
Everything sounded real good. In fact, you've got the big show coming up this Saturday.
The big show,
in,
big
in
show.
Northville.
Well, everyone's going to be there.
Well, I'll be there. You'll be there.
I'll be
and
there.
And your sister will be there.
My sister will be there.
And her
you
birthday?
Could even meet
the
my
big
mom
3-0.
There. Actually, my and, mom will even be there.
And your drummer will be there.
That's
our drummer
right.
will be
Chip.
There.
Chipper Dipper.
Does that mean there's birthday cake?
Yeah.
There will be birthday cake also. Not that I'm trying to bribe anybody.
Birthday
but.
Cake vodka.
And there, right. there will be cake-flavored vodka also. The bar does carry that, my personal favorite.
Cake-flavored Jello shots as well?
No, I don't know. Are you making Jello shots?
We should make that a thing.
Stuff coming through.
There we go. It's okay. Keep going.
All right.
But so it's a big, big show. In fact, is there a website that people can go to check you guys out?
There is a website. It's SeanZMusic.com. How do you guys spell my name?
S-E-A-N.
Beautiful.
That's good.
You guys are good. You guys okay. are pros here. I'm impressed.
I leave it to Margaret.
Well, you can check us out. Yeah, at Sean Z.
So it's S-E-A-N-Z Muzak, music.com.
And can they also get you on Facebook?
Yes.
They can. Actually, right now the website just forwards to our band page on Facebook. The real website is currently under construction.
All right. So...
Yeah, on the band page, we have all of our show dates. We have actually the Good Life music video.
Yes, yeah, the world premiere of the Good Life music video.
Whoa. That's on the website. And also a couple little, we'll have up there some snippets of all the songs that are on the album. So you can take a little preview.
And some incredible flyering done by Brittany.
And she samples is of my graphic artwork.
Yes, graphic art. She's the best graphic artist in the business.
Multi-talented. Whoa.
You don't even know how talented she is.
I don't know if I'm the best, but
we can't say that. We can't say this on air.
Get out of here. You better play some music before you get yourself in trouble.
That's right. We've only got about, let's see, we have about 6 minutes left.
7 minutes.
Okay,
six,
great.
Seven? What can you do in 7 minutes?
I don't know. Let's have a moment of silence.
No.
How about radio?
We're going to do a song. We're going to do a song called Radio.
All right.
On the radio, another world premiere. This song, if you could imagine like an old beat-up radio sitting in a corner that hasn't been used for years because of the CD or nowadays because
iPod.
Of the iPod or the iPad or the whatever.
Phone.
The iPhone, yes. This is the song that radio would write. And as a subtext... It's kind of my video killed the radio star. I firmly believe, and I'm sure, I hope you agree, that music is much better when you listen to it than when you look at it.
I agree.
Which is exactly why that was the first...
So with that in mind...
Wait.
Wait for it.
Wait.
All right, this is radio.
Seen the light before me, but
What's the point when you ignore me? But I can sing a melody and harmony. And if you like it, you could sing along. Sing a song, turn the radio on, let the dust fill up the screen. You won't see me.
Right, Sean Z
very
here
nice.
In the
Motor
Live Drive at Five mm-hmm. Studios.
Oh, thank
doing
you,
radio
thank you.
On the radio.
All right. Remind people, where are you going to be this Saturday?
We're going to be at Bricks in lovely downtown Northville.
And that's on Main Street, 133 West Main Street.
Yes, sir.
You're going out at 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, 10 to 2.
And there'll be free birthday cake.
while it lasts.
And of course, they can get a hold of you where?
They can find us online at SeanZMusic.com.
Or on Facebook at the Sean Z Music band page. You can go and like it and check out all of our future show dates. And also check out the Good Life music video and some other snippets of music by Sean Z.
All right. And in the near future, you'll have a really nice sounding CD, which premiered here today.
Yes. And thank you so much. We have to thank everybody here at WHFR.
And when you get the CD ready and you have your CD release party, I hope you come back and have Chip with you. And
absolutely.
We'll do this
definitely.
Again.
Anytime. We'll tell him to bring his own mic. And we'll bring a bass amp next time.
Yeah. All right. We'll make it sound extra sweet.
It sounded great today. I really want to thank you guys for coming today. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.